This is KCUR. If you've got a health emergency in rural Kansas, chances are good that you'll visit what's called a critical access hospital. Congress created these small facilities about two decades ago to fill the gap left by big hospitals shutting down in rural areas, and they've become major health care providers in much of Kansas. But now these facilities, too, are being threatened with closure as rural populations continue to decrease and funding systems change. Heartland Health Monitor's Brian Thompson reports.
When it comes to hospitals, Kansas is rich, at least for now. There's at least one in 96 of the state's 105 counties, says Melissa Hungerford of the Kansas Hospital Association.
Our state has a lot of rural hospitals, a lot of critical access hospitals, with 84 critical access hospitals across the state, which is the most in the country.
But many of those hospitals are struggling to stay afloat. Medicare designated critical access hospitals in 1997 to help preserve access to health care in rural areas. Federal law says they can't have more than 25 beds, must offer round-the-clock emergency room services, and keep patients an average of 4 days or less. To help them survive, Hungerford says, Medicare reimburses these hospitals based on their actual costs.
They used to receive from Medicare 101% of their Medicare allowable cost. Sequestration took 2%, so critical access hospitals are receiving 99% of their allowable cost. And what's allowable and not allowable is changing.
Jody Schmidt says those changes are making life tougher on small hospitals. Schmidt heads the National Rural Health Association.
There are some basic things you would expect to have in a hospital, like television sets and telephones, that Medicare does not consider allowable costs. And then there are a number of physician costs outside of the emergency room and other sorts of operational overhead expense that the government doesn't consider allowable.
But Schmidt says even with the changes, Medicare pays generously compared to what hospitals are able to collect from patients, largely the working poor, who have no insurance at all.
Quite frankly, for patients who are responsible for their own bills, it may be, 7 cents on the dollar that a hospital receives for the care for that patient. So when you have a growing number of uninsured like we do here in Kansas, those are patients for whom the critical access hospitals do not receive that cost-based reimbursement.
Schmidt says it would help if Kansas would expand Medicaid eligibility as envisioned in the Affordable Care Act. But despite an aggressive lobbying campaign by hospitals, Governor Brownback and legislative leaders have refused to take that step. Dwindling numbers of patients are also a problem. Nationwide, critical access hospitals are averaging fewer than 5 patients per day. The combination of issues, fewer patients, lower reimbursements, and the lack of Medicaid expansion is taking a toll. Schmidt says nationwide, 50 small hospitals have closed.
Nearly 1 in 6 rural hospitals in Kansas has some of the same financial characteristics as those that have already closed and would be considered at risk.
That means as many as 15 Kansas hospitals could be struggling to keep their doors open.
I don't think everybody understands that the critical access hospital is absolutely central to the delivery of health care in all these communities we're talking about.
That's Kim Moore. He heads the United Methodist Health Ministry Fund based in Hutchinson. Maintaining access to health care in rural areas is one of the foundation's priorities. Moore says the hospitals are critical to the functioning of rural health systems.
They're the administrative base, usually for the rural health clinic, the physician's office. They are the base in many cases, or certainly highly supportive of the emergency services in the community. They are the reason that physicians can be recruited to those communities.
Moore says many small town residents realize how important their hospitals are. That's why they're often willing to pay higher taxes to support them. But as rural populations decline and tax bases shrink, that might not be enough to save all of the financially stressed hospitals across the state. Moore and others say that rural hospitals are going to have to make fundamental changes in the way they do business and collaborate more to survive. We'll have more on what's being done to help them make those changes in upcoming reports. For the Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Brian Thompson.
Heartland Health Monitor is reporting collaboration based here at KCUR.